Well, in Victoria, ahead of the rally planned there, the Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation is already giving out masks and hand sanitizer to those who plan to attend, and they'll do so at the rally too. But why take the risk of a rally now? I asked Jill Gallagher, the organisation's CEO.
I think it's because the momentum is there and it's a global movement and the passion is there. And, you know, I mean, the topics are on everyone's minds and hearts and, you know.
It is, though, a pandemic and we do have public health orders out. You recognise, sure, you're in the health area. You clearly recognise the issues.
Yes, we certainly do. I mean, since the pandemic kicked in, we, VACHO and all our members have been working very hard to keep COVID-19 out of the Victorian Aboriginal communities, and we've done a pretty good job. And yes, I mean, it's not, in an ideal world, it would be good if it didn't happen, but we can't control circumstances. What we're doing at the moment is actually approaching this from a harm minimisation lens. So we're providing people who turn up to the rally with masks, face masks, and also hand sanitizer. But the messaging is, you know, please, whoever's going to the rally, stay safe. Adhere to, if you can, to the restrictions, COVID-19, and please, no violence.
Do you think it's possible, though, in a rally to physically distance? I mean, they may have masks and hand sanitizer, but keeping that distance is going to be tough, isn't it?
Of course it is. I mean, and I don't think our CBD is big enough to keep the distance. I don't know how many people they're expecting. I think they're expecting quite a few. Of course, yes. So you can say there will be people who won't be able to keep their distance tomorrow. I'm hoping that common sense prevails in law enforcement in this state. And so we do end up having a very peaceful rally, and that the world gets to hear our views.
What will be your response, though, if this action tomorrow leads directly to new coronavirus cases, especially among Indigenous people, especially after you've worked so hard to keep the virus out?
Yes, it would be devastating and disappointing, but everyone, to my knowledge, that are going to the rally, they're going there making their own decisions. I can't control people's decisions. Individual as adults, they know the risks, but they feel that strong about the message that they want the world to hear from Victoria is that they're prepared to take that risk. And yes, it would be devastating and it would be disappointing and heartbreaking. Because all that work that we've done over the past 3 or 4 months to minimise the cases of COVID-19 here in this state, you know, we don't want to undo all that good, hard work.
The Premier, Daniel Andrews, today has pleaded with people not to attend the rallies. Do you understand his point of view?
Yeah, of course I do. I do understand his point of view, but I also understand the frustrations in our communities, Linda. What happened to George Floyd, what happened to him, Aboriginal communities right across this continent can relate to that. You know, already we're in a volatile situation. Here in Victoria, we just come out of bushfires, which was devastating. Then straight into COVID-19, The well-being and the mental health of a lot of our communities are high up. And, yes, we are more at risk because of the amount of chronic disease issues within our communities. But at the end of the day, this is you know, it's about we've had enough. It's about 250 years of oppression, really, and just doesn't happen in America. And all you got to do is look at the incarceration rates of our people in this country. You got to look at the we die a lot younger than the rest of Australians. The amount of our kids in out-of-home care, the deaths in custody. It is a volatile situation, and I wish we weren't here. But that's what we're dealing with, and we've got to minimise that risk.
Jill Gallagher, thank you for speaking with PM today.
Thank you very much, Linda, for listening.
Jill Gallagher is the CEO of the Victorian Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation.